Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. In this episode, you'll hear from friends of Fabric, Josue and Melissa Melnick Gonzalez, as they share their stories of connection to their true selves, to each other, to the fabric and tapestry communities, and to the very fabric of existence.
This morning, and so it's been 7 years since I was here with you at I keep saying Jacob's Well, I have to switch to Fabric.
But
and so, well, a lot of things have changed over those 7 years for us, and I imagine for you as well. Just the number of kids that I see here indicate to me that there have been some pretty big changes in that way, but life in general is a lot different today than it was 7 years ago for all of us. So as Heidi said, well, one of the things that I learned from Jacob's Well at the time was how to be church or the people of God or the people gathered in such a way that we are open for the people who are not here yet. And that is one of the key lessons that I took with me as I started this new ministry called Tapestry. And we everything we do is in Spanish and English. And so there's, you know, ways that people do really big things. But about 5 years ago, we decided that we're not doing a lot of big things, but we're doing something revolutionary. And we are building relationships one at a time with people who are different from ourselves. And if you saw the kids here, you know, when you're going it alone, there's certain advantage to that. Especially for you introverts. Heidi was talking about the classes. Introverts love me, by the way. But when you're by yourself, there's certain things you can do, right? You can just take a path. You choose your path. You go. Somebody gets in your way, you kind of just, you know, brush them off or go around or whatever it is. When you're in community, well, when you're in relationship, I'll even start with Josue and I were married about 2.5 years ago. You might notice some differences about us. And some are pretty obvious, and then there are the ones that are not obvious at all. And so in just a one-on-one relationship, we've known each other now since the beginning of Tapestry. Josue came on as a musician right at the beginning. And so we have developed a friendship over a lot of years, but as we developed our own relationship as a married couple, boy, did we have a lot of things to navigate. We're both what you might call pretty close to bicultural, bilingual, and all that kind of stuff, but man, there were some tough times.
Yes, there was.
They're done now. Totally kidding. But we had to navigate that, and so when you're in a, you know, even just with one other person, it just complicates life in a lot of ways. We have to figure out how to kind of maneuver. Now, one way to do that is to kind of pull apart, but our, as we're in a relationship, we want to stay together in that walk. And so that's a lot of work trying to figure that out. And then you add an entire community like you have here, and boy, does that get complicated. And then you add in people who are different from yourselves, and that's a lot of maneuvering. And so Josue and I are going to talk today about ways in which we have walked in this life, sometimes alone and what that's meant for us, sometimes in a small community, and sometimes just in this world. And how I think that there's a lot of hopelessness right now in this world. People feel there's some chaos. People feel division. And all of these things exist in this world. Anyone feel that? And doubt, anxiety, depression, all of those things that come along with that. And maybe it's a little bit better because every kind of feels like everybody in the United States is sort of feeling these things, and so like you're not alone in that. And there are different ways that we might walk into that. And so Josue and I are going to share some today. We talked with the staff of Fabric earlier this week, and Josue asked some questions about how they feel about this community. And one of the things that they said is that you like story. And I will say that I, for a long time, I think I was afraid of my own story. And I felt some shame, and I felt lots of different things about my own story. And I don't know if some of you remember Michael White, who was here at Jacob's Well when I was here and as an intern. And he accompanied me all these last years until he died last spring. And he would always tell me, Melissa, you have a strong testimony to share. You need to share your testimony. And so I think story and testimony are probably pretty similar, but I think for me, testimony takes it to that little bit deeper level. And so Josue and I, we're going to share some testimony, and some of you might feel a little trepidatious about that word. I did for a long time. But I think it's important, and I think that is our way of sharing hope into this world. Can you all see these paintings up here? These paintings were done by Josue's nephew. And he's born in Puerto Rico and grew up in Chicago. And his nephew was born in Chicago too, right? And his mom is Puerto Rican and his dad is...
From Dominica.
So yeah. He comes from, he's in his 20s, and these were his paintings that he gave to Josue. And he gave these to Josue because Josue's talked to him a lot about how his life has developed over the years. And I think it'd be better if you start.
Okay.
So Josue is going to share some with you. Well, I'm sorry. Does this happen in any of your relationships where, like, you can talk? Oh, wait a minute. Did you shut off my mic? Oh. but as we're talking, even just the very first painting here, Josue and I see this with a little bit different starting point. And so look at these paintings and imagine for yourself, what do they say to you, or where might you find yourself in this? Then I'll really stop. How about that?
Yes. All right. I got the go ahead. Okay. I'm going to illustrate my life first with the music. I'm going to use my instrument because it's a gift that God has given me. So I'm going to use that. At the same time, the stages, you're going to see stages of each and every pattern that I have and playing. And that shows the stages of my life from before and then where I'm at now. And so for all you musicians out there, the first one is the first stage of my life, there's just no form whatsoever. There's nothing there. And you're going to notice that as soon as I start hitting the drums. You're going to notice that, boy, this guy's not even a musician. Where'd he come from? But it just shows a little bit of a pattern with real life. So here it goes. On a short version. Now, if you kind of noticed, there was at the first stage was very kind of not even control, contained, no pattern, no form whatsoever. And that's how my life was. That's right in the beginning of the painting. Kind of like being raised in Chicago back in the 60s and things like that. And so I didn't grow up in religion or church or anything like that. I grew up more on the streets, right? Especially with Italian folks. You know, that's why I use my hands a lot, you know. Hey, right? And so I have learned a different way of living than most common folks. I learned to not be in society, in the regular society or community. I have my own community, my own society, where everything goes, and not really legally, always illegal. And so that's the way I was. Not that my parents like that, because my mom, bless her soul, but what I learned in the streets was a whole different ball game. I did serve my country for those vets, and so I was military. So it was not all hopeless. So that chaotic piece right there, you can tell, you know, it's just all over the place. But then when I went, that piece, I started to know a little bit about what community throughout some years. And this is a span right here, about 40 years, believe it or not. Span about 40 years. And so when I started reading encouraging books, self-help books like, you know, Ron Hubbard, Dianetics, started reading the Bible, started reading all kinds of different literatures, because I needed something. I didn't know what that something was. But as I started picking up little bits and pieces of different words and different encouragement, things started to change. All of a sudden, things started to appear. It's almost like God's word when it says, you know, the first day, let there be light, and it was good. So I started picking up different words, sayings and things like that throughout life, and all of a sudden I started to see something. But I was still fast paced. Still fast paced. You know, that was probably another 10 years of my life, you know. Still kind of a little, not sure about what's happening, because I was still trying to be in control. But the things that I was learning was helping me not to be in control. The things that I was learning was helping me to get away from where I started, even though I didn't understand it as much. And so in this piece here, that was another, you know, another 10 years of my life, and I'm just like that. But then that started to change where I started to now for all you musicians, that's nice, a little four count, one and two and three and four, something that you can, you know, follow the rhythm, right? And you can start playing a lot with any type of other culture or ethnicity. You can play that pattern. And so I said, wow, this is a little better. This is getting better than where I first started. And so I started to see a little bit more. I started seeing some colors. I started to see little patterns. It's not all the way there. Because I'm still there. I'm still identifying with some of this here. But little by little, it's starting to move away. Little by little, this encouragement, the wording, things that in life is starting to filtrate the things I used to be able to control. And it was good. That's what God said too. It was good. And when you read a lot of other positive, affirming words, it is good, right? Then, right here, I start to get into this piece. moving kind of fast, but that's okay. From without a break, right in there. And still in timing too, right? And so so I started to build a nice rhythm, a nice pattern, and I started to slow down in life. Things started to slow down. Things started to start making sense. This is where I started to say, hey, my life is way better now than what it used to be before. And I had to make different decisions and choices. It still was ugly out there. But the inside was not ugly anymore. The inside started to take shape and form in a good, positive way. Where, you know, I started to see, you know, letters, numbers, colors, things in life, the grass greener, people. I started seeing the good side of people. I started seeing the good side of myself. Then when it came to just on one conga, I'm not going to go up there, but right here. When I got there, it was here. Now you can say this is where tapestry came in, right? This is where I started meeting Melissa. And other people totally different than what I was raised and grew up with. I have my culture, but then I also have another culture. And that culture is the people that like are right here, right now. This is my other culture. This is my other family. I may not know you. I may not personally know you. But I don't need to. And let me explain that. It's because from starting here, getting here, it showed me something about love. And you can see it. You can experience it. If not, I wouldn't have been here talking today if it wasn't because it was extended to us. Knowing the type of things that we have done in tapestry, different. And so that tells me the love that's in here, the unity and the spirit that's within here, it's good. I know sometimes when you start talking about spirit, people are like, that's kind of a little mystic for me, you know. And like, okay, let's not touch that. But that's what touched me. Is that spark. And even through the hard times, even through what I'm seeing today, all these things happening, I'm not there anymore. I'm not in this place here. That's why when I stop, you can still see a little bit on the old because it's okay. I learned something. I learned to be okay in the situations and circumstances of life. I learned to be in fellowship. I learned to be in community. I learned to love. I think that's why I married my wife. He could tell you about that too. You know, how that happened. But this is why I'm so passionate what I do in my life, not only in tapestry, but I am personal with people all around me, whether they're in alcohol, drug addictions, hopelessness, depression, whatever that may be. Even if they don't understand what the things around the world today or their own society with the demographics changing and everything. And people kind of still holding on. This is why I'm here. This is why, you know, I believe God, Creator, higher power, Buddha, or whichever, you know, whatever belief or faith. This is why I believe we're here, to encourage one another, to show in one another that the love overrides the darkness or overrides the hopelessness or overrides anything else in life. And as a community, as a community of hope that I can see here, you can rat it all out, all the way to the end, as you keep that. Now, my lovely wife.
So, when we were talking about these paintings as a kind of a starting point, just curious how you envision just the first one. Are there words that come to your mind when you look at this first painting? Alone? Boring? What else? Dark?
Simple?
Storm? Yeah, I mean, so Josue, the word, he didn't say it today, but the word that he had first used was void. Nothing. Depression, right? Just that kind of thing. But when I looked at this the first time, or probably not the first time, but when I looked at look at this, I think of the word control. And what if I go back 9 years when I started my internship here, I had my life in control. I had everything right in control. I had a good job. I had a good marriage. I had my kids. All of that, it was in control. And then it wasn't. Anyone have anything like that happen in your life? And I found myself right before I started internship understanding that I had, at the time, married two alcoholics. And I was in the process of my second separation. And I'm thinking, like, how can a pastor have two divorces? Like, whoa, this is... And I was... I cried every day for probably 2 months. Now, I will say, I grew up in the church. I grew up, you know, a really traditional church, Mount Olive on 31st in Chicago, Central Lutheran downtown, organ, incense, the whole thing. Hearing the Bible my whole life. And, I mean, like I mentioned, I was in seminary at the time, right before I was coming here. So I read the Bible all the time. But I read it as an academic, or as, like, this is what you're supposed to do. And right at the time I was going through my second separation, I went to church, because that's what I did, and I heard, but I heard these words as part of the reading of the day. This is from Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And that day, at that moment, in that place, something started stirring in me. I started feeling the power of the words and the power of the Spirit working in my life. And I was like, I don't know, 40, 45, somewhere around there at the time. So I'd gone a long time without really understanding any of this. And I started changing, I started being transformed, and I started seeing the world differently. I finally started understanding that all of that control I thought I had in my life, that facade, was really creating bleakness. All of those words that you've used, that's what it was creating in my life. So all of a sudden I'd lost control, and let me tell you, that doesn't mean that it was just all of a sudden better. Because when you think you have all this control, then all of a sudden you lose it, well, that is a scary place to be too, isn't it? But I started letting go. I worked on it. I started feeling kind of like Josue said, color coming back into my life, a certain kind of freedom coming back into my life. And so my life started changing. And all of that was happening kind of below the surface, you might say, while I was here with you as an intern. I'm going to fast forward some. Because some of you know, and it's, I guess, in the biography there, that 4 years ago now, my older son Chris died. And he actually came and played bass one time when Justin was here. But if you want to know about losing control in your life, that's losing control. Because as parents, what's our job? So during that time, because of some transformations that had taken shape in my life, I sort of went back to that beginning, but not quite. Like, this is not linear, as I'm sure you know. You kind of like go back and forth, and you might skip and all that kind of stuff. But I had that base where I could say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need your prayers and your words because I don't have any. And it was at that time that my own community of faith stood with me. We work with a lot of immigrants. Well, they know loss. Immigrants know loss. And the whole community started praying for me, started supporting me. And so many things started to happen where I wasn't alone. I wasn't in control, but I wasn't alone. I sing with our tapestry band, and it was for a long time. It's still hard. I have trouble just listening to music, and I love singing. I love music, but I couldn't listen to music, but I could sing. And I would go back. There's a song. Maybe some of you heard it. I don't know if you've sung it here, but I'm trading my sorrows. And there's one line in there that actually comes from Psalm 30. That's, though my sorrow may last through the night, my joy comes in the morning. And there are times like right now where you might feel sorrow, anxiety, depression, however that form takes. But these words, weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I started reading the Bible backwards right before Chris had died, just because I was like, well, I'm gonna read the Bible, but I'm gonna read it backwards because I keep like reading the same things over and over again. And does anyone know what the last book of the Bible is, the Christian Bible? Revelations. And what do you think about Revelations? Like, ooh, rapture, you know, and scary and stuff like that. But this one here, we were looking at it, and some people were looking at it too, and we were wondering, like, is this the right way? Because it kind of looks like maybe it'd go this way. And I don't know what Jonathan's symbolism is on this, but for me, this is roots. For me, this is roots. And they, because of being rooted in the Word of God, because of being rooted in community, because of understanding that I don't even need to be in control, I became more rooted. And so being rooted has allowed love to grow, has allowed my faith to grow, has allowed openness and all kinds of things to grow. I don't stay there all the time, but I can get there a lot faster. I'm going to just finish with these words from Revelation because I think they're beautiful. For me, so they're some of the most beautiful parts of the Bible. This is, says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her groom, or for her husband, in this part. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. So much in my life has passed away. And not everything is always good. I mean, we're still probably deep in the pandemic here. And where this world doesn't offer me many promises, God does. God will wipe every tear from our eyes. And in that, there's new life and love and joy. And when we forget that, we're in community, helping each other, pulling each other along by our noodles, or adapting and talking to each other and communicating and building those relationships because we can love. And so I offer you this blessing of God's love for you, your love for one another, and your love even from our community over there, Tapestry, that is in many ways rooted in this community too. May you be blessed. May you continue in your community and in your relationships. And may you find hope and joy in a world where it's sometimes hard to find.
Thanks for listening. We hope this conversation continues in your life. You can find other Fabric folks through our social media accounts at FabricMPLS, or find resources for discussions with smaller groups, family, and friends on our website. We also have live gatherings in the Twin Cities we'd love for you to be part of. Learn more at FabricMPLS.com.